I dared to take the step, but then I had serious doubt about the propriety of my act, especially when he reacted very violently. He got control of himself again after a time and we could finally talk concretely about definite matters. Now he had no choice but to believe me. This was the beginning of a series of meetings which initially took place there in the woods, but later took place in his remote residence. Finally he brought you into contact with me and for that reason we are now sitting here once again and talking about things which probably won't be believed out there in human society. Question: you said you would not have had permission at that time for contacts with human beings. Do you now then have permission to talk with IF and me about all these things and even to make this scientifically public? Answer: yes. That is difficult to explain and for you to understand. Let's just say, I find myself in a position now to arrange this permission without having to take into account any consequences. In this position I am quasi-immune against certain restrictions. Let's look it that way. Yes. Question: if other people want to come into contact with your kind, do they have a chance to do so? Answer: generally not. We avoid contact with you and we operate on the surface only in remote areas and there we use the mimicry techniques in case we should meet some people. That I am talking with you now does not mean that others will follow my example. It goes without saying that you could try to find an entrance to my world and penetrate your way into there. However, that can sooner lead to unpleasant consequences for the infiltrator. You have next to no chances on the surface of recognizing us. You can't even contact us directly. We have to contact you, just as I did with EF. Those kinds of contacts, however, are not the rule but are very rare occurrences. Question: can you describe your subterranean homeland location? Answer: I can attempt to do so, but I certainly will not tell you where this place is located. My homeland lies in one of our smaller underground settlements to the east of here. I'll give you some numbers so that you can make a better impression for yourself. Just a minute. I have to try to convert the measurements approximately into your units. It is a dome-shaped cavern at a distance of about 4,300 meters from the Earth's surface. The cavern was organized as a colony about 3,000 years ago. A major portion of the ceiling structure is artificially integrated into the rock and the form was remodeled into an almost elegantly proportioned and very flat dome with an oval ground plan. The diameter of the dome according to your measures is about 2.5 kilometers. The height of the dome at the highest point is about 220 meters. Underneath that highest point in every colony there stands a special whitish-gray cylindrical building, a kind of supporting column which holds the honeycomb net-carrying structure of the dome. This building is the tallest, largest and oldest in the entire dome, for it is always situated as the first construction together with the security of the ceiling. In the meantime, of course, there were times when it was completed and reconditioned. That building has a very special name and religious significance. We have only one of those columns. Larger colonies even have more columns according to the construction of the ceiling. One of the main colonies in Inner Asia has, as an example, 9 of those kinds of supports, but that colony is also over 25 of your kilometers in size. The central building is generally a center of religion, but also a center for climate control, and a center for the behavior and the regulation of a lighting system. We have at our location altogether 5 large artificial light sources which generate your UV light and its warmth through gravitational sources. The air shafts and the light systems from the surface likewise run through these columns and naturally, they are very intensely controlled. By the way, we have 3 air shafts and 2 elevator systems there, and even a tunnel connection to the next main colony which lies approximately 500 kilometers to the southeast. One elevator shaft leads to a cavern near the surface, the other leads to one of our depots for the ships, you remember, the cylindrical ships, that is naturally concealed closer to the surface behind a rocky mountain face. Normally, there are only 3 ships there, it's a small depot. The other buildings of the colony are, for the most part, concentrically ordered in oval circles around the main supporting column, and they are without exception much flatter, generally only between 3 and 20 meters tall. The shape of the buildings is round and dome-like. The color is even differentiated according to circle and distance from the main column. To the north of the column, there is an additional, very large but very flat round building. This building interrupts the concentric system of the colony with its diameter of about 250 meters. It is the artificial sun zone in which specially illuminated corridors and rooms are housed. In these locations, very powerful UV light predominates, and they are used in order to warm our blood. There is even a medical dispensary and a meeting room located there. Beyond the outer ring of the colony, there are zones in which animals are kept. You know, we must consume flesh as nourishment, and the gardens in which plant nourishment and mushroom culture are cultivated. There is also hot and cold running water there from subterranean sources. The power station is located on the edge of the colony. The station is driven by fusion as its base, and it supplies the colony and the suns with energy. My group or family lives, by the way, in the fourth ring of buildings out from the central support column. So much in such a short time. To describe to you all the buildings and their tasks would be going too far. It is difficult to describe something like that to you, for it is a completely different set of surroundings and culture from what you are accustomed to in your life on the surface. You really have to see it for yourself to be able to believe it. Question: will I myself see it sometime? Answer: who knows, maybe. Time brings new opportunities. Question: how many creatures of your kind live in this colony? Answer: approximately 900. Question: that is the end of the interview. Do you have any final message for the readers of the transcript? Answer: yes. I'm thoroughly surprised at the many comments to my words. Of course, I am naturally also disappointed about the religious portrayals of me as the enemy which have been voiced and which have buried themselves deeply in your mind. You should learn to set yourselves apart from the old conditioning and not to stand quasi under the control of something or someone who has already been gone for 5,000 years. You are, after all, free spirits. Those are my final words.